Hello everyone, this is Teacher Newton, and here is another edition of Improve Your English, Melhore Seu Inglês podcast. In today's episode, we are going to see how to use the preposition by. Well, we use by in many expressions to say how we do something. For example, you can send something by post, contact somebody by phone, by email, by fax, do something by hand, pay by check, by credit card. For example, can I pay by credit card? You can contact me by phone, by fax, or by email. But we can say pay cash or pay in cash, not pay by cash. We also say by mistake, by accident, by chance. We hadn't arranged to meet, we met by chance. But we say do something on purpose, or when you mean to do it. For example, I didn't do it on purpose. It was an accident. Note that we say by chance, by check, etc., not by the chance or by a check. In these expressions, we use by plus noun without the or a. In the same way, we use by to say how somebody travels. For example, by car, by train, by plane, by boat, by ship, by bus, by bike, etc. By road, by rail, by air, by sea, by underground. For example, Joanne usually goes to work by bus. Do you prefer to travel by air or by train? But we say on foot. Did you come here by car or on foot? You cannot use by if you say my car, the train, a taxi, etc. We use by plus noun without a, the, and my, etc. We say, for example, by car, but in my car, not by my car. By train, but on the train. We not say by the train, okay? We use in for cars and taxis. For example, they didn't come in their car. They came in a taxi. We use on for bicycles and public transport. For example, buses, trains, etc. We travel on the 6:45 train. We can say that something is done by somebody or something. Passive. For example, have you ever been bitten by a dog? The program was watched by millions of people. Compare now by and with. The door must have been opened with a key. We don't say by a key. Or the door must have been opened by somebody with a key. We say a play by Shakespeare, a painting by Rembrandt, a novel by Tolstoy, etc. Have you read anything by Ernest Hemingway? By also means beside. Come and sit by me or beside me. Where is the light switch? By the door. Note the following use of by. Claire's salary has just gone up from £2,000 a month to £2,200. So it has increased by £200. Or it has increased by 10%. Cole and Mike had a race over 200 meters. Cole won by about 3 meters. Okay, so that's it. We say increased by. And that's today's episode. And this was the Melhore Seu Inglês podcast of this week. Please follow us on Instagram, Melhore Seu Inglês, and visit our YouTube channel, Melhore Seu Inglês, which has more than 900 English video classes. For anyone interested in Skype classes focused on conversation, please contact me, Teacher Newton, or Teacher Erica. Keep studying English and see you on the next episode of Improve Your English podcast.